Is your friend, like, generally a really nice person? Like, real sweet personality?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, she needs to just try being, like, a biatch for a while. Because I've had to do that before, but, I mean, yeah, if you completely change your personality, that sometimes that attracts guys to you also, if they're kind of like that. And that if you're just so rude and, like, bitchy and, like, or, like, talk about things like you're real insensitive and stuff, sometimes that alone can turn them off.
That's a good point. Start being a jerk. Is she capable of that?
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite with guys and girls. Like, girls get more attracted to guys when they become jerks for some reason. But, like,
that's why
girls
such
become
nice.
A total, you know, one of those, then guys sometimes get turned off.
That's a good point. That is, you need to tell her she needs to, start laying it on him.
I think she might be desperate enough to do that.
Yeah, or, like, get a big football player type of guy to pretend to be her boyfriend for a while.
That's
a
good
point. I've had to do that, too. I've had to have my brother threaten someone before. I mean, I've gone to extremes.
Yeah, you say she's trying to start a relationship with one particular guy, or she's just dating people? Or
yeah, she's trying to with this one guy.
Okay, a particular guy. Yeah, have him around, and then it may come to a point where he has to. I know, honestly, like, if I were in a relationship, wouldn't want this to be one of the first things I had to do.
Yeah.
Having to confront the other clown who won't leave my girlfriend alone.
Yeah, like, have her make out with a new guy a lot in front of this guy.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too, but would that just turn him on more, you know?
I don't know, but, I mean, if she does that along with being, like, a total jerk to him.
Yeah.
You know, that might work.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, no problem.
Take care.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yes, you guys were talking about friends with benefits. It actually works, because I had a friend with benefits, and now we've been married for 5 years.
Look at that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually works.
How did that come about?
We actually met at a bar through my best friend, and he didn't want any strings attached. I just got out of divorce, and a year later, he proposed, and a year after that, we got married.
Wow.
So
that was more,
worked.
It wasn't like you went from being friends to friends with benefits, you just kind of met as friends with benefits.
Yes.
That's interesting. That's tough to pull off. That's an impressive guy.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I got it. Yeah. Nicely done, man. Nicely done. I don't know of anyone that could successfully pull off something like that from the get-go.
So, I mean, it can work. If she gave it a chance, I'm sure that maybe it could work, even though he looks hard always to... thing.
Yeah.
So.
Here we go. They're going to be having babies now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Can you deal with a guy who's your friend and then wants to make it more than that and then continues to pursue and not leave you alone? What do you do about that? Go ahead.
Has she tried acting as obsessed with him as he is with her?
No.
Sometimes that turns him off too.
She doesn't want to lead him on at all.
Coming on too strong, yeah.
Well, what if one of you guys did it to him and then he wouldn't want to hang out with any of you?
There you go.
That was just an idea.
Jerry, go hit on him.
Okay.
Yeah,
take one for
that
the team.
40 times a day.
You're going to be dating this dude before you know it.
No.
To get her away. No? You don't think
no.
So? Not a candidate?
Set him up with another girl.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe he's just lonely and just needs to find a girl.
Yeah.
Find him a girl.
Yeah.
Find him a girl, Jerry. Not
doesn't
have to be one
girl.
Of your friends. Just go find someone desperate and hook them up.
A blind one.
A blind one. Maybe deaf, too. I don't know. This guy sounds like a tool.